from Zion Sif Gimel. Chita shenimseis be'erev Pesach betar negarlis mevushelis. Person finds a kernel of wheat inside of the chicken. So of course, if he cooked it, there's water there. If there's water there, and there's a kernel of wheat, so it probably became chametz. So mutter, now the language over here is the vatla b'shishim. Shabur says that the track here would be the betela b'shishim. The chicken is probably going to be 60 times greater than the size of that kernel. So the chicken is mutter. Obviously, you'll throw the kernel out. But the point over here, of course, is the chicken. The chicken is, so we said before, in Sibbeis, is in a betel b'shishim. Erev Pesach, it's betel b'shishim. And the coin with Mishabur came up before, if you're going to have a problem with Chazer Benir, you'd have to eat it before Pesach also. If it was heated up on Pesach, means even though you cooked it before Pesach, if it was hot, either it was heated, it was still hot on Pesach, means you had to let it go, or it was heated up on Pesach with the kernel still in it. So it's going to give a flavor again. In other words, you don't say, well, whatever flavor it was going to give, it gave already the first time it cooked it. So I'm not giving any new flavor. We don't say that. We say it's adding flavor on Pesach. And that flavor now, during Pesach, the chametz is b'mashahu, so it's going to be a problem. If you heat it up a klisheni, so klisheni doesn't cause the tam to go from the chita into the chicken, so it's not a problem. But the yeshal kirma klisheni, but pesa something hold that even though the rest of the year klisheni would not, it's not mavashal. Well, actually, we'll see. Here. It's not really the issue. Isn't bishul as much as taking flavor out of the kernel and putting it into the chicken, but on Pesach we're machmer. The tov lahachmer miyatzel. Let us put the love hachila mikri klisheni. It's tov de machmer, but obviously it's only if it's hot enough that it's yatzel let us. But otherwise, it doesn't have a din of any significance. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Yud Ches. Jesus bear Pesach. Again, this is talking about even after 6 hours. It's both of b'shishim. Mutul achla afila b'Pesach. You can eat it during Pesach. That's only if it cooled off before Pesach, because if it was still hot with the kernel in it when Pesach started, that's the second that over here, that when it's hot, it puts flavor in on Pesach, and that's going to be problematic. Chav did betela b'shishim. Can't circle the correct language. The answer should be not you're not even mevatel b'shishim, but it is batel b'shishim. I found the original Shulchan Aruch, which is printed by the Shulchan Aruch by the Rabbi Yosef Karo himself, and also the Shulchan Aruch, which is printed with the Sefer Nachlas Tzvi. Both of them have it in the Betela B'Shishim. We have to assume that the later versions made a mistake when they printed it.
I'm sorry. Oh, as opposed to levatala,
you can't give mevatala. You can't give mevatala.
Right.
No, that's also the look. You can't be mevatala. That's even a situation of something where there's the mixture is 1 to 40. You can't add another 20 times to make it 1 to 60. That's also to do that. So it have to mean. So it's bottle. If you found the kernel, which for whatever reason didn't mix well into the, you know, some piece of the kernel didn't grind up well, then you have a piece of matzah, and there's a kernel of wheat in it. So obviously, if you made matzah, it means you put water into the flour, so there's water on the kernel, so now you have chametz in your matzah. So, betela b'shishim, I feel imo hisira. Even if it wasn't removed before Pesach, as long as it cooled off before Pesach, even though you baked it on Erev Pesach, so it's both the Bashish, it can be both the Bashishim if it's, you know, obviously if the shear is correct. You just remove the chita. Now, we'll see later on that the interesting, I mean, this dinner is being discussed in the context of Erev Pesach. We will see it again. There is a simon later on. There's a simon which talks about it. The topic is when you cooked food and you found a chita in it. So that's this case or similar cases of that sort.
But they were talking about on Pesach.
That's talking on Pesach. This talking about it's brought up over here because in the context of the law, he said of Erev Pesach, of Bittul and Erev Pesach.
What is the new question? So,
Hitpis. Printed. Publishing.
So when it says Batel B'Shishim, it means the Tom is Batel.
Right, so you remove the Chita and then the Tom is Batel B'Shishim, right. Correct. Right, so but over there, well, in Simon Tov Samach Zayin, we will see there is a locha of, even though we'd say it's Batel, but the area immediately adjacent to the Chita you have to remove. We discussed this idea of Kedei Netila before, that he's cut off an area which is called Kedei Netila. See, there's a din of Kedei Netila over here also.
The case with the matzah, though, you're saying there you don't need to remove it? Is that because min b'mino?
No. You also chita mishom afa pesa. You remove the chita, because the chita probably is chametz.
Oh, he says, v'tela v'shishim afila im lo hisira.
Even if by the time Pesach arrives, the chita is still there. As long as it cooled off before Pesach, you're okay. Yeah. But the mice, you'll remove the chita. Chaf Aleph. But if you heated it up on Pesach, and the chita had not been removed yet, so that chita now puts flavor into the chicken. But if you remove it before Pesach and you heat it up again, you're good. If you remove the chita and then heat it up the tarnagol, it's mutter, that's mutter. We'll see in the next sif. There's a machlokes whether we say chayzer v'neir or not, in a case where there is bittul in Erev Pesach, or prior to Pesach, b'shishim. And now it comes Pesach, do you say that the flavor re-arises and becomes a problem? It's called chayzer v'neir, it wakes up. So that should be relevant to us over here, that the chayzer, it's both a b'shishim. Once it comes Pesach, there's one opinion holds, you say chayzer v'neir. He says, no, that's wrong. That's talking about Hanukkah Sheyesh B'Soichai Mamosha Se'isr. Again, Sheikhash and Isar B'Dvash. You have beer, it got mixed into Dvash. You can't remove the beer. It's a liquid. There's no way to remove it. So, in that situation, it was Batel B'Shishim. So now comes Pesach. We say, well, there's an opinion that says, but that doesn't help anymore in Pesach. It is there. And the amount which needs for bittul on Pesach is, you don't have, because Pesach is not bittul, because it's mamashahu. So it's usur. You remove the chita. The only problem is that it has absorbed the flavor. So you don't say chayzer v'neir on flavor. Is it making sense? Right? Makes sense? Okay. The voice of Dishra, they quote from the Chazanish. The Chazanish says, actually, there is opinion which holds, even by tam, you say chayzer v'neir. You have to say that this halacha is not going like that chita. But in a case where the actual chita is still there, then chazar sit in tam, it'll put a flavor in on Pesach. And now this is the other way around. Even if you hold it, Isser from before Pesach doesn't reawaken on Pesach, that's a case where you didn't do anything new to it on Pesach. There's an actual chametz there putting flavor in. So it's not reawakening from the Pesach, from before Pesach. It's now on Pesach. There's chometz sitting on your chicken, giving you flavor. You can't ignore that. Comes the Ramo and he says, if you're doing a klisheining, it's not a problem. Chav gemamim b'chimim klisheining. Gan she'eru mayim roischin b'kara. So klisheining means it first was in the container, mm-hmm. and then you put in. So you pour it from the kli rishon into the klisheining, and then v'nichu bo tarnagolos. As opposed to the tarnagolos was there first, so you're pouring from the kli rishon, it's iri kli rishon. It's part of the kli rishon. Here it's already in the kli shening. Rambam says chavdal in lochush. Mr. Burro says, "Sirele the kli shening and bekarcha lahaflit ulahavliya." So kli shening does not have the ability to take a flavor out and put a flavor in. So lahaflit means it takes the flavor out of the kernel of wheat. Ulahavliya means then it takes that flavor and it puts it into the chicken. So. See, there is an opinion which holds even if your klisheni is not mevashel, it is able to be mafle and mavliya. The ability to be mafle and mavliya is not as difficult as cooking. So there's a certain strength of klisheni that even though it can't cook, but it could potentially be maflit and mavliya. And that we're saying this opinion is going, even that is not so. Klisheni don't do nothing, as they say in English. Okay? V'im henicha chatichas baser resech b'kara shel chametz. A person took a hot piece of meat into a klisheni of chametz. Then yesh lahachmer, yeshu imachmer. Why is that? The kosov person do yaradei asim and tzadidal, the bedover av, because there's something which is a thick piece. Loilam huk a klirishin, we usually refer to it as a dover gush. Has like a kirishin, calls mancha yad saletis boy, as long as it still has the temperature of it's hot enough to yad saletis boy.
Here the kli shel chametz doesn't even have to be not necessarily hot. I mean, it's just it's the heat from the meat that
answers. V'efshet hodanim henicha isa b'mikara l'teller, so possibly. That would be, according to this concern over here, that would be a problem, even if it's in the person's plate. In other words, it's not even in the original, not even the klisheni, it's a klishlishi. You should know that the din of davar gush, which where he says that he should be machmer on it. It's a machlokes. The Rambam says not like that. The Rambam Yerdei says not like that. And the Shach and the Taz both bring this chumra of the Ragusha. The Mice, it's a chumra. It's not a. If you have all the Tzadim of Kula, you would be make a lot of it.
But we are chushes for Bishul Shabbos.
Right, but it's a chumra. It's not. As the Moshe Moshe Zatzal said, that we're not machmer two chumras together. So that which you said, we're machmer that yesh bishul achar bishul.
It's a chumra.
It's a chumra, and the ragush is a chumra. Mm-hmm. So if you ask me, could I put ketchup mm-hmm. on a piece of on a potato from the cholent? He says it's mutter. You know, the chumra of davar gush, and the chumra of.
But it's not something that had never been cooked.
Not so right. So ketchup has been cooked before, right? So as he says, you know, the machmer the two chumras. So he doesn't deal with it as ikar din. He deals with it as a chumra. Okay. Some people are machmer klisheni and Pesach, chafei Pesach v'salomer. After nitin and ikar halacha, even though we've decided the main decision. It is not mafla mavliya. Even though there is some opinions over there, there is an opinion which holds that klisheni is mafla mavliya. But the ma'aseh d'ikar pesach is that it is not. We call malka manyan pesach. Yesh lachos l'dasa machmirim shom. The cereal the klisheni maflim of liya, but becomes the Pesach. We're more careful because of the chumra Pesach, etc. And therefore, we're going to be regardless yesh arbrim and say Pesach klisheni can be maflim of liya. So if a person would put chometz and matzah together in a klisheni, or chometz and food together in a klisheni, you have to be cautious that the klisheni took the flavor out of the chometz and put it into the food. So Moses says, "Tayv lahachmer chavov." As long as it's yatzal lettuce, but Tayv lahachmer is after Mishum Ravim. Achita ena bakua rak nisrachecha. If you didn't see any cracks, so cracking indicates the fact that it's starting to expand. Well, when it starts to come chometz, it expands. If there's no cracks in it, that indicates that it has not expanded. It's just it's softened, which means it absorbs some liquid. I'm going to give you a kula, will allow you to be mekel in a situation where it's not varechimutz, because it hasn't cracked. That's so we'll say we don't varechomutz over here. Kumik klisheni does an aser. So and it's a hefset meruba or and it's going to cause take away simchus yomtiv the person. That was going to be the food for the yontem meal, something like that, of that sort. So, you can be mekel. Chof Zion. But obviously, it's only if it's the Yad Seledes Bo. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah. V'avtu v'sim in Tav Samach Zion. V'sif b'yud b'etz. Mashem v'yirabo. Do'yser abosu sh'nishra af b'tzoyin. K'shim z'sham chito. If a person soaked meat with a chito, in cold water, room temperature water, we're going to be machmer, and over here we're saying it's only if it's hot. Here's some magen rum. The hosamari bebosr the isbe pili. It's some meat which is not smooth. It has a lot of cracks in it. Menesher gam habosr ayirei hamayim shenichlas b'secha pili. So the water, the chita which is sitting in the water over there. So it puts flavor into the water, and the water gets absorbed into the through these cracks into the meat. So that's why we're mach. We don't think we ever discussed this a day before. Basically, when you learn your day, If you learn it, if you didn't learn it, you'll see over there that based on the Gemara, I'm trying to picture where the Gemara is. It's more things where I'm psochem. That meat which has cracks in it absorbs much easier than meat which is smooth. So they were going to ask her just even with cult. But a Khan Mari B'Dof and Shalom is a whole side of a piece of meat. And then only hot water would do it. It has to be hot water, and the definition of hot water is yatsa lettuce. But the cold, even if the water is not that hot, sitting in the water will ask the water. Okay, that is the Magen Avraham's teretz. The Sefer Bita Yesha argues on the Ramogan of Rum. But I to the Mitzvah, she does Dire Ramokan, excuse me, Hocha Mashem, the Tzernan Eno Bodnea Klau. The language of the Ramogan indicates that the cold doesn't absorb at all, not even the water. Aligur, the Hocha Ari Ramogan, Mitzad Halacha. Here he's discussing the halachic issue. The Taiva Hakran, the Locha Shadassim Achmirim. And that's only up when it's hot. And there, Rishon, it's talking about Ahu Rakhmim in Haga Shadogal Hakhmer Af Besenen. And the Rakhmer, they took it, made a Chumra, they went and took it, even if it's cold. But you know, Min Haga was just a minig, a Mekel Mokim Atchak, like he said, a person would have a need, he could be Mekel.
It's a Minhag regarding Basim Akhalev or Isimahitr. But not by Pesach?
No, he's another realm. He's saying over there, his kasha was a tough sum of Zion, Yud Beis. The Rambam said the meat which is soaked in cold water is also the tzachita. And here he's saying it's only v'tzai. Said so over here he's saying you're the halachic din. There's two shitas, and you should be machmer like the more chomer shita. There he's telling you, but by the way, there's a minig even to be machmer to be noig even if it's cold to aser. So that's just a minig. That was only regards to Pesach, I think, that minig. So to take a look at the Sharetzina Chof Aleph. I'm not sure what this whole measure to do is. All this whole concern we had to figure this steer in the Ramos and how to answer it. I'm not sure what the problem is. I have a simple answer. Right. What's my simple answer? Let's talk about how long does it have to be in the water to create a problem. So we assume when there is hot water, flavor is transferred immediately. Cold water is not so. The Indian Shehamayim certain in Miskamsan Ayrechita that the cold water should get a din of chometz due to the chita. Mavada bein shiyaksas shehiyaksas. It has to last for a little bit in there. It has to sit there in there for a little bit. Sheinishra hachita b'mayim akabonim ashiyas rachich. It has to remain in the water at least to the point where it softens. It doesn't make sense that even if you just put it in there for one moment, even if it already has a crack in it, you put a cracked piece of wheat, which means it's already on its way to chometz. It's chometz mamish. You put it in the cold water for one moment, she's chametz. The water should get a din of chometz. So obviously it had to sit there for a period of time. How long do we have to figure out? When it's hot water, as soon as you heat up the tanagarlis, fill a rega in one moment in hot, there it absorbs immediately. We assume by hot, it absorbs immediately. Which in general, we assume like that. You go to the Rav and he asks you all the details. He doesn't ask you how long it was sitting there. I mean, you know, I mix up my milk. I put my milk with a spoon into my flesh like a pot. You know, all those cases. Oh, how long was the spoon sitting in there? Even if it's there immediately, it's a problem. There is a shiloh that stays longer if it's part of it more. But it's going to be also immediately when it comes to hot. But if it's cold, that wouldn't be immediately. That's how Mishmur says, that's how I would answer this theory.
So he's saying that's how we'd answer the stira?
Right.
How to answer the stira?
Because over here, the Moshe says it's only a problem if it's hot. Right. There he says it's a problem even if it's cold. So Terah says here, talking about it was there for even for one moment. That's the only a problem if it's hot. There he's talking about if it stayed there for a while, that's a problem even if it's cold. Okay. I guess the time is maybe just doing the Mechaber, the common Moshe and Dal, and we'll leave a Shabbat for tomorrow. In his Arab Chometz, Kedem HaPesach, and he's about to bashishim. Chometz got mixed into a food stuff before Pesach, and it was bottle. Once it's bottle, and you don't say, well, there's a ratio of one item of chometz to 200 of the food stuff. So before Pesach, that's motu, but on Pesach, that's not motu. So the ratio was not motu. No. It came bottle, it's bottle, and it's not a problem. Yesh cholkim, some disagree and say that it is a problem. So even though before Pesach was bottle, on Pesach it would become usur again. So that all the halachos we had before by Erev Pesach that it's bottle, b'shishim, you'd have to eat it Erev Pesach. says once Pesach comes, it wouldn't help you according to the second opinion. The Ramah says that mixtures which are liquid to liquid, excuse me, so that mixture is mixes it in, so you can't say any specific item in there is the Isser. It's all mixed together. So he said, you know what, once it falls, bottle, it's bottle. Miyu b'davar yavish in Isariv. We have the solids which mixed. So here we have the pshat. There's one piece of chametz in there somewhere which is actually intact. Question is just where? Then he said that there you should be machmer. Sheish lachash the tarubas going pasha nofel yain. So now in my wine, maybe there's some pieces of the actual pieces of the bread dissolved into the wine. So there we're talking about something actually there. Even though you remove the bread, also a Pesach, we're worried maybe it will leave some crumbs there, and it will give flavor in Pesach, and that's also even b'mashru. So that's going to be a problem. The question that they talk about, of course, is then so. If I want to drink water from the tap, so our water comes from the bladed, the reservoir over there, the Tradelphia reservoir, right? It's used as a lake, you know. So Bob and John went fishing, and John's sandwich fell into the lake. That's it. Chomis also b'mashu. All the water in the whole lake is also now. I mean, rechoshes. That's it. You can't drink any water from the tap during the whole Pesach. So some sheets hold like that. That they're cautious for that. We'll talk about it. But a lot of them say that we don't have the fanenu that there was anything here. The case was we know for sure that Pesach is not full of yain. So now if they write up in the newspaper, yeah, Bob and John were out on the and John lost the sandwich, and it might be a different problem, but don't read the newspaper. So maybe you should read the newspaper for Pesach. But the same, as long as you don't know it, you don't have a chudich for. Now, if you do know about it, is it a problem? Or you say that's, comes also to Mashu, who there's still a limit. So there's this big discussion amongst the poskim, does Mashu have a shear?
Yeah. Because it's going to say, you're dealing with something that's close to infinitely small, approaching.
Right, so we had this problem before by Reach. One opinion said Reach is a problem on Pesach because Pesach comes to us as a mashahu. So the molecule of the Reach is a mashahu vis-a-vis the food. That's what comes to us as a mashahu. Well, if that ratio of a molecule of the chometz to my whole piece of food, which is this big, is probably not any less of a ratio than a crumb in my Tridelphia reservoir. Regards the ratio. The other hand, there are some poskim which are very strong about the fact that Mashu has a shear. So that this level of shear that they're talking about over there is so far removed that it's not what they meant when they asked Mashu. But it's interesting question. The first time I saw the question, what?